You're listening to The Parting Shot with H. Allen Scott.
Well, the day has arrived. We have a winner of Peacock's The Traitors. Or is it winners? Well, keep listening to find out. The Peacock reality show, which basically put a ton of reality TV stars in this Scottish castle and made them play a real-life game of Clue, has captivated audiences. So much so that it became the most watched reality series currently streaming, which is huge considering how much reality TV content is out there. And I get why. It's an addictive game with players we already have past relationships with based on their old reality shows. All season long, we saw traitors lying and concealing their identities in order to make it to the end and win all that money. But along the way, we saw faithfuls who were able to identify traitors like Dan and Parvati, who were past guests on this podcast. Go listen to those episodes. And of course, my queen, Phaedra. I love Phaedra so, so much. In the end, if a traitor wins, they get all the money. But if it's only the faithfuls, then they split it. So what happened this season? Well, if you haven't watched, stop listening right now and go watch, because I am about to reveal the winner. You've been warned. In the end, after so many twists and turns, CT and Trishel were able to identify all the traitors and win as the last faithful standing. And honestly, it was a perfect narrative. You see, these two, who both helm from MTV's The Real World and The Challenge and Road Rule shows, all those shows, they started things off with past beef. You know, they had a score to settle and they weren't necessarily on the best of terms. Neither was a fan of each other, but over the course of the season, they agreed to work together and their friendship actually kind of grew. It was kind of fun to watch. Well, now they're connected forever because they are the winners of season two of The Traitors. And guess what? I'm talking with both of them. Yes! So go on and grab a snack because I will be right back asking all the questions you have been wanting to ask them all season long with Trishel and CT. Oh, I cannot wait to talk to Trishel and CT. They're so great.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Congratulations to you both. This is so, so exciting.
Thank you so much.
I'm so thrilled for the season was incredible. I guess I'll start with you, Trishel. How does it feel?
I mean, I kind of took a little TV break for a minute and then I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this show whenever I started talking to people about doing Traitors. I mean, just sort of the rumored names that were out there. I was like, this show's going to be so good. Then when I saw everyone at the castle, I was like, these are heavy hitters in television. Yeah. I mean, I just feel so honored to even be a part of it.
Yeah, same for you, CT. I mean, it seemed for both of you, you both had sort of been off TV for a little bit. So to see both of you on our TV screens again was incredible. How does it feel for you?
I feel like the challenge is vindicated, finally. You know, we started it. We finished it.
It's true. It's true. You definitely did. Well, I have to start, Trishel. So in the end, I just watched the finale. I haven't seen the reunion yet. I'm very excited to watch that, but feel free to share anything you like from that. But you had your doubts about CT in that final vote, which it didn't shock me. And I'm sure it shocked CT. But I mean, I had been watching, so I knew your strategy. But what made you sort of have those doubts? Where did it stem from? And what convinced you that he wasn't a traitor?
Okay, so I sort of had doubts because Sandra started talking about trader angels, which I think she coined this term. I don't know, because I've never heard of it. She was like, who do you think your trader angel is? I think mine's Phaedra. I think yours is CT. And I'm like, and then I started thinking about it. Whenever we're at the fire pit, Alan says there could still be a traitor here. I was, my mind was in overdrive and I was like, oh my God, CT didn't light my torch because he was a traitor and he knew that he wasn't going to murder me. He gave me the shield that one time because he was like, you know, I'm not going to get murdered, so I may as well give it to her. And I started thinking, like, possibly he's a traitor. So that's where it came from the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see that.
How did that make you feel, CT?
Broke my heart, shattered.
I was so devastated when I saw his face. My heart was just like in my stomach. It was horrible.
Is that when you knew? Is that when you knew that CT wasn't a traitor? Yeah.
Yeah. I saw his face and I was just like, there's no way. But then there was a part of me that was like, he could still be a traitor. But at this point, I don't care because his cute face, I was like, I'd rather give him the money at this point. I cannot see the sad face again, ever again. So I was just like, I don't care.
The baby blues never fail.
I know.
Well, and that was the thing too. I love this arc. I mean, give it up to the producers and the editors because they're so good at creating this. At the beginning of the season, there was this tension between you two because of your shared past on various reality programs. And then to go from that to this epic ending where... But and also both of you also had to ruin someone else's game too. Like you both had to ruin MJ's game in order to win this as well, which I want to talk about that. But like to see both of you in the end, it was really nice to see the two of you win after that drama in the beginning, you know?
It was special. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. We've always kind of fought like brother and sister, and in typical fashion, brother and sister, you know, you don't communicate as well. And I think a lot of the problems stem from, you know, because we were kind of, even though we came in, you know, as a unit, right? We're going to work together. She was, you know, in her group and I was in my group. So I think maybe, and I can take blame for that. If not, and giving her updates of what's going on, because if you stop communicating, because you get too comfortable and then all of a sudden you start looking at someone with the side eye. And, you know, I personally thought when I switched up the vote from Kate to Sandra, that's what tipped her off and made her think I was a traitor.
Yeah,
that was another thing. I was like,
so the reason behind that was, you know, I've always come to, I don't know if it's just from the challenge, but when you get to the end game, it's to me is kind of the, and I would say not a new set of rules, but it becomes much more cutthroat because even if you believe someone is a faithful, I'm not. It's just we've been here for so long, we made it this far. I don't want to take any more chances, and it becomes more. I thought Sandra, because she was kind of planting seeds with me and Trishelle, and I was kind of assuming that she might be a traitor because she was, you know, she's also sabotaged people from getting shields before. Trishelle wasn't the first one. Mm-hmm. She did it with Janelle and Peter at the bird call one. And
she did it with Kevin, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So, well, and I wanted to ask about that.
Sandra. Then rid of Kate, it'd be me, Trishelle, and MJ in the end. And I thought that was going to be a much easier sell for me because after all I've done for you, you know? But then I get it because if you're a traitor, you see it doesn't matter because I still want to win. So there's that.
Well, I was worried. I wanted to ask about the Sandra connection because that's what's so interesting. Trishelle was not in the Sandra vote Sandra off camp. I mean, you were definitely had Kate in your targets and you knew Kate, but then CT, you had these suspicions about Sandra and it kind of shifted Trishelle's game and Trishelle was working with you, but I was worried that it was going to cause more friction between the two of you because it was like, no, CT, just listen to Trishelle.
If we got rid of Kate, it would have been MJ and Sandra and me and Trishelle. I thought there was still another one left. And I was afraid that I was going to get voted off or Trishelle was going to get voted off. Then I'd be get voted off ever. So we got rid of Sandra, then get rid of Kate. It's 2-on-1. Mm-hmm. We have the majority vote. But, you know, I did feel bad in the end where, you know, after we did the Spider-Man meme, you know, we're all pointing at each other. Now what do we do? I do believe if I probably most likely would have threw a green bag in instead of a red one if we had the opportunity to do that again. But those weren't the rules. The rules were.
Yeah.
I think in the end, looking back, I was very skeptical whenever he voted Sandra out instead of Kate. But I think that CT was right to do that strategically, because he's right. It would have been a really tough sell. I think that having Sandra there, to her and MJ probably would have voted either me or CT out, and it would not have looked like it does now.
Yeah.
But
I could have given a heads up, though. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I also want to ask.
Sometimes you get in your own ways, and there's no. That head just gets real thick, you know, like mine.
Yeah, I mean, well, but I also want to ask about, it was difficult with MJ in the end, because I mean, us viewers were at home being like, the meme queen is a faithful, y'all, don't vote her out, don't get rid of her. Because CT, you led that vote. What was it about MJ that made you suspicious? And I mean, did you have any doubts about it? It seemed like you kind of did.
And she played a great game. I mean, I don't think, did anybody vote for her at all the entire
I don't
show?
Think so. I don't.
I actually don't think so.
Straight through, and she always did. It may not show it. It may not have shown it. What am I trying to say? It might not have looked like it. But she was more engaged in everybody's conversations about the traitors than I think it's been shown. She did enough to let her presence be known, but she also backed off enough to not do too much or draw too much attention on herself. Mm-hmm. And she was in the right clique. She just coasted through. She was never in the hot seat. Never had to worry about getting banished.
They give her this cute, funny edit and the memes and everything, and it's adorable. But she had a lot more going on up there. Like, she sussed out Kate right at breakfast, and I was like, oh my god, watching that on, like, because I wasn't there watching that. I was like, wow. But she was also the first person to out Dan. Like, people are forgetting. So she did have good reads.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely was capable, I think.
I think so, too. She definitely was incredible. Now, Trishelle, you also, speaking of MJ and the Bravo crew, the Bravo clique, that was definitely a thing that you were going for the Bravo girls hard. Like, you knew something was up with the Bravo girls. And I mean, first off, I think you would make a great Bravo girl. I'm going to say that right now. But also, also, Andy Cohen, are you listening? He's not. But also, like, what was it about that Bravo clique that sort of tipped you off and that made you so suspicious?
I am a Bravo fan. I watch all the Bravo shows. And so I know that these girls, they go to BravoCon together. They go to all these different things together. They do Watch What Happens Live. You don't know who you're paired with sometimes till last minute. You're not trying to really piss off people in your network, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think other people who didn't follow Bravo as much as I didn't really catch on to that. I was like, these girls are going to stick together. They have a sisterhood. You cannot break the Bravo girls.
I almost felt like they were competing with each other to an extent to try to get the next nomination to join the dark side.
Interesting.
I think it felt like if you want to win, you have to be a traitor. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to speak for other people, but.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's also an element, too. I mean, in the end, like towards the end, at least, CT, you were the only male left standing in the house, which, I mean, I have to say, I'm a part of gay Twitter. And even though everyone was talking about the fashions of the girls and the headbands and Trishelle's amazing, that fur and everything, CT, your legs had a conversation happening on the gay Twitter. Let me just say, CT. So I think
what I heard, it was, I was caked up that mission. That's the one I keep hearing.
Yep. So I want to know if you put as much attention into your skinny jeans as the ladies of the house did into their fashions.
First off, they weren't skinny jeans. Friends don't let friends skip leg day. But they were. I feel like they were getting a little tighter. Someone must have been shrinking them, or I was eating too much cheese. No one did my feelings, okay? Especially when you're in a state of duress and high anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I have a feeling too, and this leads me to my next question. You and Phaedra, and I just want to bring up, Phaedra was such a huge conversation in this whole season of Traitors. Massive conversation. And you and Phaedra had a very close, it looked like, at least from the edit, a close bond between you and Phaedra. Yeah. How hard was it for, because that was almost an emotional vote for everybody, it seemed, to vote Phaedra off. How hard was it for you to get to that place to see Phaedra as a traitor?
I mean, I knew the time was going to come, and it just it had to be the right time. And I think she knew it was coming, and I wanted to help let her down softly, I guess. And, you know, she should be proud of the way she played the game. I mean, mm-hmm. she was killing it. And I don't, I almost feel like she was being a little hard on herself because of the decisions she had to make. And I mean, that's why I said what I said. I meant it. And I mean, I think even Trishel said it too. Like, you should be proud of how you played the game and his game. But I mean, me and Trishel were talking about this before. I don't think I could, I don't think I would have had fun if I was a traitor. You know, you have to worry about all the lies you're telling everybody else, what you're saying, what you can't. And
yeah.
It didn't look good. And Phaedra is so good at like holding herself high and like just, I don't know. She's just really good under pressure. But if Phaedra could start to crack a little bit, oh, I would have done terribly as a traitor. And I think she is amazing. And also, I didn't want Phaedra to be a traitor, but she was. And I was taking my job seriously. I love Phaedra. She was the person I was most excited to meet. Mm-hmm. But I was like a nerd. I was like the girl in class that was like, you forgot homework. Somebody had tweeted that. And I was like, that's me. That's why I was in the castle. It's so unlikable and annoying. I get it. But I wanted to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what's also, I mean, that's what I think is so interesting about the combination of the different types of reality stars that are in this house, because you have the ones that are very challenge based, very like, I mean, like y'all from the challenge and all these other shows, but also the Big Brother people. But then you have conversely the Bravo people and kind of the Survivor people, even though there's challenges on Survivor, it's so much more of a social game than anything else. So like they tend to be more chatty and stuff. Does that combination, what is it about the combination of the different types of reality shows that you think makes this game so interesting?
I would say the clear divide for me was you could see the clear difference in how people were playing the game when they were from a competition reality show compared to other ones. Mm-hmm. You know, say for example, some people I didn't know how people were going to react when we get to the reunion. And I didn't know if, for the most part, there wasn't, I mean, except for maybe one or two people, but no one was really bitter because they understood it's a game. Whereas mm-hmm. when you people who are new to competition reality shows, the skin's not so tough, you know.
Yeah, I felt like Big Brother. It's like
Big Brother.
Me and Johnny were talking about this actually. Bananas. I was like, you know, it's weird because the Big Brother people played a completely like weird game to me. Like, I thought they were going to be so much more massively involved in everything. I did like how Janelle played, though. Mm-hmm. But Dan, I thought he was going to be a lot more aggressive. But in the Big Brother house, they go off and they say their votes mm-hmm. in a confessional somewhere. The challenge, TJ's like, call that person out to their face. You have to vote. You are used to confrontation.
Yeah.
We're used to confrontation and a challenge. So the round table was no problem for me and CT. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I think Phaedra's a traitor. I'm going to say it. I think so-and-so's a traitor. I'm going to say it. Yeah. I have no problem. Whereas I think some people were like, they didn't want to, they don't write your name down in secret. Mm-hmm. That's not how the round tables are.
And the same for the Bravo ladies too. I mean, confrontation is the name of the game on Bravo and they do it so, so well.
They lived. They thrived. Yes. It was like a perfect environment.
Well, and I wanted to ask about Dan, because I do feel like looking back at the entire season and sort of the direction of the game, it does feel like, and I talked with Dan about this, it does feel like Dan kind of blew up the game and just sort of put a spotlight on a lot of different people. I wanted to know what y'all thought about Dan's game and that particular, his vote off and how much that changed the direction of the game.
That's when I thought that Phaedra was a traitor, right then and there.
Yeah. Well, you can vote for a traitor to banish them.
Yeah.
Was it, I mean, could you consider it a cheap shot? I mean, he seemed to be just be a bit more ruthless the way he was playing his game. Like, he was just wanting to chop heads off and didn't, I don't know. I don't know if I would, in the spirit of the game, I don't know if I would have done that. Unless he had good reason to, because I don't know if they really had any issues, though.
I don't think they had any issues. And I will say, I think Phaedra was upset rightfully so, because Phaedra, being a traitor, still managed to play a loyal game because mm-hmm. she was loyal to her traitors. And I have a lot of respect for that. And that's why it was like, I didn't want to have to go after her. She just played such a good game. Mm-hmm. I thought she was great.
Yeah. And it showed too, even with, you know, when poverty turned, and I mean, in so many different situations that, and also I wanted to get your reaction to Kate and the Kate of it all, because Kate is such an iconic Traitors player and she's so good at this game. But also for me, I'm like, she screams Traitors. Like, how is she not voted off like the first episode? You know what I mean?
But what did it mean was when she got so upset with Phaedra, which to me, out of the blue.
That was weird.
Yeah.
To me, that was, you're trying to justify, you're mad at the person and you're trying to justify a reason to vote them in. But I don't know. I just felt like she was kind of going with the pack, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my.
There's a lot of emotion. Like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. What were you saying, Trishelle?
I started to get a weird feeling whenever she said, Phaedra, actually, we went to the bar after the round table where Phaedra was voted off. And Kate, the first thing she said whenever we were like pouring our wine, she was like, Phaedra was a really selfish traitor. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say about your Bravo sister. Yeah, I was like, that sounds weird. Yeah. I think she was trying to throw the scent off of her and it just came off like strong.
Well, and similarly, I mean, Parvati also seems like an obvious traitor just from her personality and her gameplay in past shows. Are you surprised that she, well, lasted as long as she did, but also at her game?
When I think of Parvati, I think of that crocodile smile. She just walks in a room. She's just like,
I love Parvati. I met Parvati like 20 years ago in LA. I've always liked Parvati. I thought she was so cool. And I loved her game on Survivor too. Mm-hmm. I like had a lot of respect for it. But she was not comfortable being a traitor. You could tell in the castle, but that's why I wanted to keep her because she was so uncomfortable. I knew that she was going to crumble on her own. Phaedra was never going to crumble. So I was like, get rid of Phaedra. She's not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
But so that's why I thought Parvati, poor thing. I felt bad for her, actually.
Yeah. Well, I know both of you didn't, you can't even think you wanted to be a traitor or you wouldn't want to be a traitor on the show. But like, there is a chance because Kate came back. So there's a chance that both of you could also come back someday. And if you are forced to be a traitor, what sort of, knowing the game and how it is, what sort of game would you play if you had to be a traitor? Would you play the Phaedra way? Would you play the Dan way? Like, or the Ceri way from first season?
I would literally like watch tape of Phaedra over and over again. But she cannot be recreated. That's the problem. So like no one will be another Phaedra. You'll never get another one. But I like the way that she played, just kind of like being friends with everybody, like asking for food at the breakfast table, not really concerned. I thought that was like a really good play.
The breakfast of it all was everything. I can't. CT?
Yeah. I would play it like I played now. I had stuff to say because I'm not in that position, but I guess don't change a thing.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to throw some names out there. That's the thing. You have to just kind of throw some names.
Yeah, yeah, you really do. And you both played such an incredible game and you both had such an interesting strategy to it. I wanted to know, now that you are sort of reintroduced to fans of both your previous franchises, but also now a whole new world of fans because of Traitors and how popular Traitors became this season. It just exploded on a way that I think I was obsessed last season, but it was even bigger than last season. So I wanted to know, how does it feel to be reintroduced and how surprised are you at how people responded to this season?
I can honestly say I didn't know much about the show and I had no idea that it's already won so many awards and the network and the bubble, my little bubble just got a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. It's a trip, honestly. I had no idea it was going to turn into this, you know?
Yeah.
See, and I'm very grateful. I watched all the Traitors shows and I was like, man, this is a really good show. But I had no clue the success of this one. Like this was huge. I mean, people in my family who like don't even watch me on any show that I ever do, like my dad, he doesn't care. I mean, just non-reality TV watchers love the show. My dad's like, I cannot wait for the finale. He doesn't know what's going to happen. It's so exciting for him. And so it's just, it's cool to hear it from so many different backgrounds of people who don't even like reality that they love the show.
Yeah. Well, my last question for both of you, and one of the things that I know about reality TV talent is that you do your homework and you listen to everyone's conversations and the things that they say and all, you watch all the shows and everything. So I wanted to know if you have any advice for future Traders players.
Be patient. Just because you know something doesn't mean you should tell everybody. If people can do the work for you, you know, work smarter, not harder.
Definitely. Trishelle?
I would say take notes, but don't talk about them. I agree with CT, probably like keep your mouth shut. I should have been murdered so many times. I don't know. I got lucky. I don't know. I got shields when I kind of really needed them. But definitely, like CT said, let somebody else do the dirty work. Somebody will talk at the round table. It doesn't always have to be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And it probably will be Captain Pete.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to chat with me. It was such a fantastic season, and congrats to both of you.
Thank you
so much. It was nice talking to you.
Let me know what you thought of today's episode and the season of The Traders. I'm H. Allen Scott on everything, and I'd love to hear from you. And leave a little rating and review wherever you're listening to this episode. And for the latest news and podcasts, head to Newsweek.com and follow Newsweek on all the social platforms. And while you're at Newsweek, subscribe to my newsletter for the culture. Until then, watch more Traders and have a great day.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.